Good morning, listeners. Today is April 27th, 2018, and this is Star. I hope you guys are all doing well. I seriously cannot believe that it's the 27th of April. Excuse me if you guys hear like a lot of background noise. I'm actually recording this while driving. I am being safe, so don't send me hate mail messages or anything like that. But this is cool because my kid is asleep in the back and I have hands free and I can do this and get something done while I'm making this horrible trip from Milwaukee to Appleton. It's a 2-hour drive. Don't ask why I'm picking up some sort of carcass or something like that. For those of you guys who know me, you know this is probably true. I probably am picking up a carcass. Not this time. It's a sewing machine. It's a serger, actually. Mine is out, so I'm picking up a new one. Anyhow, I wanted to do another mini-sode today because I had such a great reaction to the last mini-sode. So I think you guys will enjoy this. It's a two-folder, kind of. But first, before I say anything else, guys, let me just announce that today's episode is brought to you by just me, because I don't have any sponsors. Just you guys are listening. It's probably just my family and friends that are listening now, and I'm so appreciative. You guys, the fact that 10 people are listening to me, I don't know, I think there's more than that. I'm pretty sure there are more than that, but the fact that 10 people are listening to me on Apple iTunes, that's like, you don't even know how exciting that is for me. I have some friends, Allegra, who haven't listened to any episodes at all. And that's whatever. You know, I know true crime is not everybody's thing. But I am so excited for all of the support. Even the people who haven't been listening have been so supportive and awesome. And this has been a kind of a rough week for myself and my family. Myself more than anything. You know, I can say that. I've dealt with some things that are just kind of some grief, let's just put it that way. And I think I'm holding up pretty well, and I knew that talking to you guys today was going to make me feel a little better, so I decided to make sure that I got this podcast out. So one of the things I wanted to talk about is the response I got from the last episode, or the last mini-sode. What we talked about the last time, you should go back and listen if you haven't listened already. We talked about crazy things that we have done as you know, in our youth that could have fucking gotten us murdered or raped or whatever, kidnapped. And for some miracle, by some miracle, we're here today. So I talked about one of my experiences and the response was hilarious. My brother was like, I can't believe you did that. And a lot of people were like, I cannot believe you did that. And I still can't believe I did that. But it's true. It's 100% true, guys. It happened. And hopefully one day I'm like this amazing big podcast personality and those guys will hear me and be like, yes, it's totally true. And they'll be like, yes, this really happened. So that people will know I totally didn't pull that out of my ass. It really actually happened. Here's the thing I want you guys to do. Like I talked about in one of my other podcasts, I don't remember if it was the last one or it probably was the last one. Podcasting seemed like super difficult to me, super hard. And I've heard that from a lot of people. People who have listened to my podcast, especially, you know, those who are like on my team as women of color and people of color, are like, man, I want to do my own podcast. And they have all these amazing ideas. And they're like, it just seems so hard. And I've told them, you guys, it's not that hard. I reached out to a lot of my friends who already had podcasts and they've been doing this a lot longer than I have. And they made it sound complicated. And I'm not saying they did that on purpose. Not at all. I think podcasting is something that's difficult and it takes a lot of perseverance, and it takes some techie smarts if you don't have this miracle that I have called Anchor. And like I said, nobody's paying me to say this. Nobody's paying me to advertise Anchor as a podcasting utensil, as a app. Nobody. I'm telling you guys about Anchor because it's seriously amazing. And if you want to start a podcast and you do not know where to start, download Anchor to your phone. Everybody has a smartphone. If you don't have a smartphone, you're probably not listening to me now. So everybody listening to this, I know you have a smartphone. You can download Anchor if you have an Apple phone or if you have an Android. If you have an Android, whatever. You're lame, but whatever. You can still do it, okay? It's possible. It's super easy. And you know, everyone's like, oh, you're smart. I'm not that smart. I'm really not. I speak 5 languages, but languages are my thing, and I work well with my hands when it comes to techie stuff, math, science, all that. I'm not good. I'm an idiot, you guys, and I can do this. I'm an idiot, and the day I downloaded Anchor, I downloaded my first podcast. That's how easy it is. So the reason I bring Anchor up is twofold. Number one, if you have a podcast in your brain and you want to get it out and you want to put your content out into the world, it feels really good to have that. And I want you to know that it's not as hard as it seems. Anchor podcast can have you on iTunes by tomorrow, guys. And only because it just takes that long to get on, you know, download your podcast to iTunes. But you can literally have a live podcast in an hour if you download Anchor. It's that simple. The second reason is I want to hear from you guys. I want to know what crazy shit you did as a 20-something or a teenager, or even, I don't know, some of you guys did crazy shit in your 30s. I want to hear about it. I want to hear about those times that you could have clearly been murdered and you weren't, because you're going to be talking to me. So the way to do that is download Anchor, even if you don't plan on doing a podcast, download Anchor and you can talk to me on the show. The show, again, is called Killer Calling. You can talk to me, search my podcast in the Anchor app. It'll pull me up. You can listen to episodes there if you don't have iTunes or whatever, Stitcher, blah, blah, blah. But you can also send me messages. And what I want to do is like a whole episode of just listening to fan mail, like listening to you guys tell me about the crazy shit you did in your younger years or even in your current years, whatever. Don't do crazy shit just because. We're going to talk about stuff that you've done in the past. But yeah, if you download the Anchor app, you can totally tell me about it. So do that, okay? The other thing I wanted to talk about is something that was brought to my attention just a few days ago. I had an ex reach out to me, and I am friends with lots of my exes, and it's a great thing. Most of them are really great people. We just, you know, we didn't work. People don't work sometimes. But one of them said, "Oh my God, I'm so afraid that one day you're going to talk about me on your podcast." And I said, "Well, did you murder somebody? Like, if you didn't murder somebody, I'm not going to talk about you." And then I said, "You know what? No, that's a lie. I probably am going to talk about my exes on my podcast because they're interesting and I have an interesting life, I think. And I, you know, just on my mini-sodes, because you guys don't want to hear about me on every episode, but on my minisodes, I am going to talk about my life. And frankly, if you didn't do anything to be embarrassed about, or what's the saying? If you didn't want to be part of my book or my podcast in this case, you should have behaved better, or you shouldn't have been so interesting. Either way, I'm not going to tell last names and things like that and specifics about people because I don't want to be sued, but I am going to talk about you. So prepare for that. And like I said, I'm not going to talk about myself a ton on the actual podcast, but on these mini-sodes, this is my time to like tell you about me. And if you find it boring, don't listen to the mini-sodes. Listen to the full episodes. They will not have, you know, a bunch of crap that has to do with my life. But if you are interested, go ahead and listen to these. So do that. Download Anchor today. Anchor spelled, you know, A-N-C-H-O-R, Anchor. And it's a podcasting app. And it's really that simple. It's as simple as downloading it, recording yourself, and getting your content out into the universe. It's amazing. So, and I want to hear from you guys. So let's do that. When I get 15 messages, I'm going to put them on air. As long as you're not saying anything, you know, that I have to report you to the police for, I'm going to put you on air. So just remember that. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of the month. I can't believe how fast this year has gone by. But it's almost the end of April. That's amazing. Like I said, I feel like it was just January 1st, but here we are, fourth month of the year, and it's almost over. Three more days. Good Lord. So I hope to talk to you guys soon, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Bye.